From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The Federal Reserve injected $8 billion into the economy today. That money is basically a low-interest loan to banks that find themselves short on cash at the end of the year. This new cash is also an attempt to reassure jittery financial markets. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now. And Nancy, why today? Why now?
Well, banks are actually hoarding money right now. They're trying to improve their bottom lines before the end of the year. And one economist I talked to, Bernard Bommel of the Economic Outlook Group, says this is also a tough time of year because consumers want extra cash to spend over the holidays.
So the demand for loans, the demand for ATM machines are very, very great. At the same time, many banks are nervous about providing all those loans. They want to preserve some of that money for themselves, because they are very nervous about their own financial health.
Now, they may have good reason to be nervous. Just late yesterday, Wells Fargo announced it projected $1.4 billion worth of losses on its home equity loans that borrowers have just stopped repaying.
So, Nancy, is there public talk now about a recession?
Well, another economist I talked to today, Nomura Securities chief economist David Ressler, actually used the R word, Madeline. He says the Fed might be acting now because of signals that we're actually already in a recession.
Fourth quarter growth will be zero or even slightly negative. And if we had much longer of that kind of weakness, it would qualify as a recession.
And Nancy, what about other countries? Are they doing the same thing, injecting money into the economy?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the European Central Bank announced on Friday that it's ready to provide funding to banks over the year's end. And the Bank of Canada injected $3 billion in short-term funds into the Canadian banking system just last week. Now, if we have time, there's one other thing I can tell you about. The Fed Vice Chairman Donald Cohen appeared before the Council on Foreign Relations in New York today. And Madeline, he sort of hinted that the Fed might reduce interest rates a little bit more. That was not too surprising because, as I said, there's been quite a squeeze on credit, both for households and for banks. And as I mentioned, banks really are working on the bottom line at the end of the year. They want things to look good on their balance sheets.
Thank you, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.